Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, cattle producers, it's the 30th annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 9th through the 13th of July. It'll be coming live from Breckenridge, Colorado, from Beaver Run Resort. 217,000 head will be offered on Dish Network, on DirecTV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 8:30 a.m. Central Time each morning, the auction itself at 9 a.m. Central Time. For more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. Lots of talk about the Trump administration instigating a trade war with the Chinese, but there are those that are saying that the Chinese have been in a trade war with the United States for at least a decade. If you think about it, maybe that's true. Some of the things that they've done, the mad cow ban on U.S. beef since 2003 that was just lifted about a year ago now, the DDGs, anti-dumping punishment, punitive ethanol tariffs, GMO corn rejections, soybean cancellations, and on and on and on. Lots of things that the Chinese have done to U.S. agriculture. Now the Trump administration striking back, punitive tariffs coming back from the Chinese right now in the form of cancellation of soybean orders and higher, of course, tariffs on soybeans, on beef, on pork. We've also got cheese exports to Mexico under pressure right now because of this multi-front trade war that's underway right now by the Trump administration. Farm equipment prices potentially rising. All that happening right now. Brian Kuhl is the executive director of the Farmers for Free Trade Coalition. He says that right now we are very concerned that China will continue to strike back and that longer term they'll continue to replace American soybeans and other products with that of our competitors. Indiana farmer Brent Bible, who's connected with the Farmers for Free Trade Coalition, says frustration is growing quickly in the heartland and we need this solved now. This last week, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation announcing that after those devastating wildfires in northwestern Oklahoma in April of this year, they've been collecting money since that particular time, and they've now identified 69 beef producers that applied for fire relief funds. Checks have gone out to those producers, a total dollar amount, $459,971. At the end of this last week, Scott Pruitt submitted his resignation to his boss, President Donald Trump. EPA Administrator Pruitt, under a lot of fire from a variety of sources, including those that are very supportive of ethanol interests. For example, Bob Dineen, President, CEO of the Renewable Fuel Association, says Mr. Pruitt needed to go badly.
I don't believe that Scott Pruitt was showing any fidelity to the boss's priorities when it came to agricultural policy, energy policy, or renewable fuels. I think he was following his own direction. And whoever is going to be the new head of EPA, I think, ought to recognize who the boss is and hopefully pays a bit more attention to what President Trump wants to see happen with renewable fuels.
Ethanol proponents like Bob Dineen, happy that Scott Pruitt is gone. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. And that's your farm news, Ron Hayes Radio, Oklahoma Ag Network.